Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Well, good morning, patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, broadcasting from Spokane on 96.5 FM and on the AM dial at 630, and are live streaming as well. So thank you guys for tuning in. Welcome, and good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Thrash a Commie Thursday.
Yes.
Where if we didn't get to whiffle them yesterday, we'll get to thrash them today.
Absolutely.
Well, because we always have a little bit of carryover, you know, stuff that we can never quite get to.
You oh, yeah.
Just flat out run out of time.
Well, there's no shortage of material to be covering. There's lots of it. But
is that the truth? Wow.
Yeah, I've got a great story. I know you've got a couple you want to get to.
Yep.
I've got one on talking about thrashing commies and talking about a global lawsuit that I kind of teased a little bit yesterday talking about.
Yeah.
But I hadn't had all of the information in front of me. Well, I do now.
Right, right. Well, you know, and I wanted to add real quick that, you know, when we say thrash a commie, we had a conversation with a person that was a homosexual recently that was very nervous about a revival happening in the United States amongst Christians because
right.
apparently in the gay community, they feel that a war's coming to get them, that the Christians are coming to get them.
It's the Christians and that are going to hunt them down and get them.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So we had to make some corrections and they said, well, so just because we're not Christian, you think we're communists? And you know, it was like, no, we definitely don't think anybody that just because they're not a Christian means they're lumped into the communist category. That has nothing to do with not being a Christian.
Isn't that something? And they often bring up the history of the church persecuting people.
Right.
But we're talking like the Spanish Inquisitions, the English.
Yeah, things
same
that
thing.
Happened like 600-700 years ago.
Right. Or,
yeah.
or more.
You know, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that,
so 1200,
that stuff doesn't even exist anymore. And
well, and they were oftentimes they were persecuting Christians because they weren't. It was heresy against the church, right?
Right.
And if they caught you reading a Bible, for example, you know, these kind of things, and yes, they hunted down anybody that they accused of being a witch, being a homosexual, being
a heretic,
a number of things, but. So they bring that, they overlay that to all Christians are, that's what's going to happen if Christians get in control again. But
right.
if you're going to talk about history, what about the history of the last 240 years in America?
Right.
You know, that they haven't seen what they're fearing, a Christian nation ran by Christian people. You didn't see that. There's individual
right, exactly.
cases. There always is.
Right.
But
yep.
now let's look at the history of the people that really are trying to take over. How have communists and Islam treated the homosexual community.
Right.
They're not asking them to repent out of love. They want to redeem them and bring them into the kingdom. And just like any other sin, repent of it and be saved.
Right.
Oh, no. No, we're going to torture you. We're going to kill you.
Muslims push homosexuals off rooftops.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's what they do. And the communists, in fact, the Chinese communists have banned all homosexual and homosexual behavior in China.
Right. Not even a sissy boy, as they call them.
Yeah, they call them sissy boys and they're banned. And so, you know, those are the people, those are the real people that the homosexual community has to
right.
be worried about. And the whole idea that we assume that anything that is not approved by the Bible, we lump it into communism, that nothing could be further from the truth. Because
right.
we know for a fact communism has nothing to do with, I mean, of course, a communist is not a Christian, but it's not that they're just not a Christian. Communists are atheists and God haters.
Anti-Christian.
Yeah, they not only don't believe in Christianity, but they don't believe in God and they hate God. They're God haters.
Yeah, and they hate anyone who follows him.
Right. And so a homosexual could be a communist, but sure, a homosexual most definitely doesn't have to be a communist. You know, yeah, a homosexual can be a Republican, you know, a Republican capitalist. There's, you know, huge swaths of difference we're talking about with that category.
Right. And we do have listeners on the left that, you know, sitting there trying to say, what are they going to say? What kind of hateful thing are they going to say?
Or, right, you know, there isn't any.
Now we hate. We hate wickedness and unrighteousness.
We hate evil.
Even in ourselves, we are not perfect, but we're also not holding parades for liars or holding parades for murderers or, you know,
or pedophiles.
Right. Or waving flags saying, this is who we are and we're proud of it and you better accept us or else. We're not doing, we're not doing that.
Right.
And we do want to return to our Christian roots because look at the prosperity that came from that. Look at the peace that we were able to enjoy when people were civil under a, you know, predominantly Christian nation.
Right.
And even if you didn't believe in God, nobody was hunting you down and beating you over the head with a billy club for it. Like we see people, they get seen with a red Make America Great Again hat being chased down and clubbed and beaten.
Yep.
And knocked out by communists.
Right. Right. So any, and I know that we have homosexual listeners in the audience because they've contacted us and I've had some very interesting conversations with them, just like I did with Representative Matt Shea working in the capacity of a legislative assistant for him. That was the majority of the people that I talked to on the phone were the homosexual community that were calling to, I mean, they have been told so many lies that they call just absolutely screaming obscenities at me over the phone. And it's just about correcting the lies that they've heard and telling them the truth for once and doing it in a loving, kind, and patient way. And like I said before, by the time I was done talking to them, they're like, you know, I'm really sorry. You're a really nice person. I see what you're saying now. Cause I really take a lot of time and effort to try to explain and rectify what, you know,
yep,
what they had been told was wrong. And so it's
truth in love.
Exactly.
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 And you got to plant truth and the gospel in them before they hung up.
Right.
And now that you've planted a seed that they're sitting there, that's working.
That's right.
That's growing.
Well, see, because we don't hate any other sinner. We hate no other sinner. We hate the sin because we have sins ourselves.
And we hate that.
And we hate that in ourselves and we have to repent for it. And so homosexuals are not being picked on. They have a sin that they're engaging in that they need to repent of just the same way that we have to repent of our sins.
Right.
So everyone has their own weakness and their own, I guess you might say pet sin or repetitive sin that they have to deal with and overcome. And so theirs is no special thing.
And every one of our sins, whether you're a Christian or not, is worthy of death.
Yeah, that's right. Every last one of them.
Yes. And the penalty for that sin is death. And that's why we call it the good news. The gospel's the good news is that debt has been paid for you.
All you have to do is claim it.
If you reject it, then you will have to pay that price for that sin.
Right.
And that's the difference. It doesn't make us better. It just makes us, well, we strive to be better and more Christ-like, but it does not make us any more less worthy of death.
Right. And just like, I'm just going to repeat it again. We are sinners as well. And just like homosexuals are sinning, we have sinned. And we're pleading to them to save their eternal lives and souls, not to condemn them. We're trying to help them and save them from an eternal death.
Yep.
And so it's a reaching out to somebody that's how you love your brother. When they're stumbling, when they're falling, when you see that their eternal life will be cut off forever, you're doing the loving thing by trying to reach out to them and get them to understand the truth.
Exactly. Yeah,
right.
That's not hate.
That's love.
That's right. On a different note, on the commie front, thrasher commie.
Yes.
Thursday,
right.
Sometimes you've got to be King David. You've got to be Joshua. You've got to be a warrior willing to stand and defend that which was given to you by God, that you have a charge and an order to defend it. And the unloving thing to do to your fellow countrymen is to allow something like communism right. to go unopposed.
That's right.
Just because, well, we're supposed to be really nice people, really a nice guy. You know, sometimes, you know, we didn't win any of the wars that America has won by being really nice to them.
Right.
Sometimes you got to get in the trenches and you got to duke it out.
Yeah, that's right.
And
if you don't, your fellow countrymen will be terrorized. They will They will be 10 times worse off, if not 100 times worse off.
There's the unloving thing. Let your enemy prevail over your country. Yeah.
Yep, that's right.
And that's what's happening right now. That's the battle that we're in, you know.
So. Yep, exactly. So and that's why we stand up wholeheartedly against communism, because communism harms and kills people.
Yeah.
And everything about it destroys their freedoms, their liberties, all of it. And so it robs them
of their wealth.
It's a godless evil that we are called to stand against, and so we are.
That's right. Proudly.
Yep. Absolutely.
Right. Now, let's see. We've got, let's do the word of the day, and then we'll do all the thrashing in segment two.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay. So the word of the day for Thrash a Commie Thursday comes to us from Nahum chapter 1, verses 7 and 8, which read, "The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows those who trust in him, but with an overflowing flood, he will make an utter end of its place, and darkness will pursue his enemies." And I don't know if any of you have read Nahum lately, but, you know, just like all the other prophets that we've been reading lately, all their stories are so similar to what we're experiencing in our world today.
Right.
And like the description for Nahum in my Bible, it gives an introduction and a brief description of you know the book itself, and it had an awful lot of interesting things to say. For instance, it said the Assyrian kings boast of their savagery, celebrating the abuse and torture they inflicted on conquered peoples, and news of the destruction of the world's great tyrant would come as a welcome relief to people shuddering with apprehension and anxiety. Political bondage was always a theological problem for the people of Israel, because this was one of the curses God had promised for disobedience. And those promises, you can find those promises, those curses
right.
that God promised for people's disobedience in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 33, 36, 37, and then 49 through 52. And so the release from the terror of the Assyrian domination would bring with it a renewed sense of God's good favor.
Mm.
And so what we're seeing here today is very similar to that, where God's just about ready to bring his wrath and his judgment upon the Assyrians. And they, you know, a comparable modern day version of an Assyrian who boasted of their savagery, celebrating the abuse and torture they inflicted on conquered peoples, that would be China today.
Right.
Because General Chi Haoshin's speech was that the Nazis, they were going to top the Nazis in their world domination, and the Nazis only failed because they weren't quite brutal enough.
Yes.
And
they weren't willing to carry out the brutality necessary to have won, unlike the Chinese, he says.
Right.
Right.
Right. And that's exactly, when you've got an enemy that thinks that the Nazis just were too nice.
Right.
Right. Oh, yikes.
And these guys now, I mean, they've been very strategic. They've got military ports all over the world now.
Oh,
they've got 60% of the world's grain.
Yep. They took over the UN basically.
They've
got the head guy
happening.
In the WHO, you know, the World Health Organization, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Right.
Really
so,
something.
Yeah. So in similarity, the Assyrian kings of today would be the Chinese facing us and, you know, threatening to, you know, basically rule over the United States like they already have in this communist coup.
Yep. Right.
So yeah, it's very important to understand. So, and the book of Nahum is short, but super, super fascinating. And two different times it says in here, the Lord says, "Behold, I am against you, says the Lord of hosts. I will burn your chariots in smoke, and the sword shall devour your young lions. Wow. I will cut off your prey from the earth, and the voice of your messengers shall be heard no more. And he says that twice. And in the description of Nahum, it points that out, that he says that twice. And nothing could ever be quite as terrorizing as hearing those words from the Lord.
Right.
Behold, I am against you. Oh, man.
Wow.
But we have to look forward. We have that to look forward to with the Lord on our side.
Yes,
right?
Exactly. That's when the Lord says, "Behold, for I am against you." That's just not something you want to hear.
No, that would be aimed at our enemies, because we are protected by Him and we trust in Him.
Yeah.
And that was the best part of the word of the day was the fact that it said, "The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and He knows those who trust in Him."
Yep. Yep.
So,
when the Lord went after those guys, the people rejoiced because they had peace and prosperity again because the Lord dealing with somebody that was known as such a violent, really evil,
terrorizing
society.
Enemy.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, wow, that's a good word.
Yeah.
And worth a message of hope there.
That's right.
Unless
God.
You're against God, then.
That's right. If you're a communist, boy, you better consider your position and jump the
fence.
That's
right. Repent. There
Repent.
You go. Turn the other way. Stop doing it.
Yep.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and take a break. This segment brought to you by Prepping 2.0, the podcast to help God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots have legal protection in the case of self-defense. If you ever have to defend yourself, you're going to incur tens of thousands of dollars in lawyer's fees. And so, if you want to defer that for just $11 a month, it'd be a great investment. Go to RadioFreeRedoubt.com, and on the right-hand side, scroll down until you find the banner, the U.S. Law Shield banner. Click on that, and that's the affiliate link to ensure that you get that discounted rate. All right, this is The Morning Commute. Stick around. Segment 2 coming up right after this.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and 6-hour pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Communist propaganda, which left unchallenged, could speed up their goal of world domination. We are in the midst of a continuing struggle for the minds of men.
Welcome back to The Morning Commute. This is The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And segment 2 is brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to get your preps to the next level with Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher over there with the podcast. And the website is prepping2-0.com. Lady Liberty, we've got some thrashing to do, right?
Yes, we do.
Good stuff. You got some stats, some statistics.
Yeah, we do. There's, it's interesting because we've been pointing out this whole time that this thing they're calling a vaccine is not a vaccine. It's a death and maiming shot. And so many people are not dying of COVID, but dying of this so-called vaccination.
Right.
Right? Because it shuts down everybody's immune system. And the more boosters they get, the worse their immunity gets.
Yes. Well, the same thing that we've known all along. So many virologists and doctors have been saying this. Well, somebody's about ready to take action and thrash on these people.
Right.
Well,
it says, listen to this, though. I mean, it says exclusive nationwide surge in deaths among people aged 18 to 49, a state-by-state overview. And it says, highest state sees 65% increase in prime age mortality, only 36% attributed to COVID-19.
Wow.
And so then it says deaths among people aged 18 to 49 increased more than 40% in the 12 months ending October 2021. And compared to the same period in 2018, 2019, before the COVID-19 pandemic, according to the analysis of the death certificate data from the CDC. So,
right.
There weren't that many people that actually died of COVID-19. It's the flip side. It's the death and maiming shot that's actually getting everybody.
That's the real pandemic.
And if it's not destroying their immune system, so many people are dying of heart attacks.
Yes.
From it.
Well, that is why there is what they're calling the new Nuremberg Trials 2021. A large team of more than 1,000 lawyers and over 10,000 medical experts, led by Dr. Reiner Fuelmick, has initiated legal proceedings against the CDC, the World Health Organization, and the Davos Group for crimes against humanity. Fuelmick and his team present the incorrect PCR tests and the order for doctors to describe any comorbidity death as a COVID death as fraud. In addition to the incorrect tests and the fraudulent death certificates that you just pointed out, the experimental vaccine itself violates Article 32 of the Geneva Convention. This goes on and on. You can read about it yourself. I know you got your pen and paper at SOTT.net, and that's S-O-T-T as in Signs of the Times, SOTT.net. You won't find this on any of your other slipstream media, but this is all over the internet. On independent media. And if you want to learn more about Dr. Reiner and the research that they're doing, you can also write this down. Go to the website stopworldcontrol.com. Stopworldcontrol.com. Tons of information over there. And you can just put in, you can also add Fuelmick. That's, Just go to stopworldcontrol.com, and that's you'll be able to find the page that discusses Dr. Reiner Fuelmick. So we're really excited about that. And I know there's more than 10,000 medical experts out there that feel the same way about this. You've got the frontline, America's frontline doctors. You've got a large group in Europe of medical workers that are also on board. So I'd like to see them join this as well. But yeah, These are crimes against humanity. Exactly what we've been saying.
Absolutely.
It's murder.
Yep. That's right. Especially I don't know. I think I'm not sure who deserves the punishment of, you know, jail time more. I don't know if it would be the leaders or the doctors, because the doctors know better. They know better. The leaders, you could expect a bad, evil, corrupt leader to behave corruptly, but not a doctor.
That's right.
So who deserves jail time first, right? Well, they all deserve it, right? But but as far as like the moral compass, I mean, that's just the strangest thing, that the doctors, I feel like the doctors have turned on the people,
right? The people that you generally, you should be able to trust. They're
right.
The subject matter experts. You do what the doctor, follow the doctor's orders. You know, it's there's so much clout that comes with being a doctor.
Right.
There's so much trust.
Yep.
That's placed into that this is just, and on the world scale, I mean, you could see what's the motive. Well, a lot of them are claiming they're being threatened by their higher ups. Like, you know, if you're a hospital employee, a doctor,
right.
But a lot of them are also lining their pockets, and a lot of them who have tried to speak out, they get censored. They get threatened with losing their license. They're having these medical review boards at the state level. You know, shame them, give them the what for, threaten to not debar them, but to pull their medical licenses.
Right. Yep.
And that's a massive investment to be a doctor. And, you know, they're just saying, just shut up and color. And, you know, some are not. They're breaking away and they're speaking out.
Well, and I think not all doctors are doing this, but the ones that are refusing to, you know, to harm people and actually breaking off and starting their own clinics, whatever it is. I mean, there's nothing that says they have to work for these places,
right?
They can open their own business and be just as successful, if not more. And so, you know, on that end, good on them, because there are still moral doctors out there. They're not all bad, but the ones that have decided to just go along with it and not question anything just because they're told to, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, nothing is done with a broad brush, or should be.
Right.
It's not like there are law enforcement officers who abuse their authority. You know what? You don't defund all police.
Right, exactly.
You hold those individual police officers accountable.
Yep.
And you're grateful for the ones that do hold the line. They are moral and they're professional, and they're following, you know, within the law and not abusing their authority.
That's right.
That's it. Yep. So, you know, it's definitely not. Now, I've lost a lot of faith. I know many people who have lost a lot of faith in just the medical profession. In general,
right.
The doctors, the medical facilities. And I talked to a retired, or I just got an email from a retired nurse. It's like 30 plus years, a nurse anesthetist, who went around talking to fellow colleagues at various different hospitals just this week. And they're all telling him the medical system is broken. It is shattered.
Yep.
It is just an absolute mess right now, and strayed so far away from where they
ever
should be.
Well, yeah, any time you gut the backbone of something, which is to help people,
right,
and you completely dismantle that whole premise, what do you have left? I mean, what's a doctor for? To kill people or to help people? Obviously to help people. So,
well, and then you know, to go above and beyond that, then they want to demonize, maybe even criminalize those who don't want to go along with this. At lifenews.com, they just came out with an article, Biden administration, which is a regime, Biden regime creates a hit list of Christians objecting to COVID vaccine mandates. Now, in Washington, D.C., people that are asking for a exemption from the vaccine mandates under religious reasons, they've just gotten the order, just in D.C., to place these people on a special list. They didn't say why, but they're saying keep a list of these people. And, you know, the fear is that going, you know, spreading nationwide.
Right.
Outside of D.C.
Right. Well, as we're seeing with both potential bills in Washington and New York right now about how to treat the unvaxxed, that's scary. That's scary, scary business right
now.
Well,
fortunately, there are a lot of bills that are pushing back as well.
Yep,
so
there's
some good news there we don't have time to get into. But
right.
You guys have a blessed day. Be safe out there and join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.
That's right. You all have a thankful Thrashakami Thursday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.